Welcome to the Power of the Pivot, a podcast giving you daily marketing tips and strategies from both myself and scrappy entrepreneurs who have all learned by doing. I'm Susan Salzman, your host, and the truth is, building the life and business you want, desire, and deserve in your 50s doesn't have to suck. In these episodes, I will teach you the tips and tricks to managing and maintaining a life and a career you not only adore, but you're proud of. Nothing is off limits here. We talk about loss of identity and how that mentally and physically impacts us, how to relaunch after heartache and menopause, hardship, money, and what it takes to reinvent, reframe, and reimagine a life that once was. I always say the goal is in the vision, the system is in the roadmap. And without your systems in place, it's easy to get stuck, overwhelmed, and paralyzed. And because I don't want that for you, both myself and my guests are sharing personal stories, past failures, and present wisdom in order to amplify the conversation, inspire action, and move the needle. So get ready to dive in. I'm glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Power of the Pivot podcast. My name is Susan Salzman, and I'm excited to share with you a mini episode. These are intended to give you actionable tips and intel in 15 minutes or less so that you can grab a takeaway and then apply it to both your life and your business. It's hard to build something new at any age, let alone women like us in our 50s and beyond. And because so much has changed since we started our career post-college, learning how to navigate all the technology, resources, and information can be very overwhelming. So I'm going to break some stuff down for you that is both practical and easy to digest. Today, I want to talk about how I learned to be an online digital creator, only because I get asked quite frequently this question. And I'd never really used that term to describe myself, but over the past 14 years, I've learned a thing or two about creating a presence or identity online. After pivoting from being the CEO and founder of my own seven-figure global lifestyle brand, which I spent 20 years enjoying, loving, and creating, I returned to my first love, which is food. At that time, I had three young, active, loud, and busy boys, and diving back into a career or work wasn't really on the agenda. Frankly, I needed a break. As someone who doesn't do sitting still well, I started a food blog. And not because I wanted to be a food blogger. I was actually looking for a way to automate how I delivered my recipes to those in my sphere who were asking me to share what I had maybe just served at a teacher appreciation lunch, a multicultural feast, my Friday night Shabbat dinners, or my kids' elaborately branded birthday parties. Typing and sending email after email was simply a time suck. And if you've been listening or know me well, you know how much I loathe doing something over and over again. You see, even back then, I was looking for loopholes on how to maximize my time and minimize busy work. So a blog, because back then, blogs or even food blogs were not really on trend, seemed like the thing to do. And after a little bit of research and lots of trial and error, I launched my recipes on a site called Blogspot. It was simply a vessel for sharing what others were already asking for. Now, I'm going to come back to that concept later in this episode, so don't go anywhere. Feeding others is my love language, and because of that, I forced myself to learn some new skills. I became an accidental digital marketer, and the more I learned, the more curious I became about the digital landscape. It also taught me how to build virtual relationships, grow a community, be consistent and show up, try, and try again, and ultimately how to teach others what I was learning. Another thing I learned was that building a business from scratch is no different than developing a recipe or creating a meal, and in the end, offering an experience. Each one of them requires a step-by-step process or a system in order to get to the end goal. The meal that you're putting on the table is the end goal. And it has lots of moving parts. You need to first decide on what those different elements are going to be, such as the starter, the side, the main dish. And each one of those probably requires different ingredients. You got to plan the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the timing. And orchestrating that symphony requires a system. You also need to know who's going to have a seat at your table. Thus, you got to know your audience. And in this case, it's your loved ones who will be benefiting from the outcome of your hard work. Starting something new, building a business, launching a product is no different. Getting clear on the what you're creating or building, the system you're going to use to execute, how to narrate your story and your messaging, and ultimately the audience you are serving. In my opinion, these are the key elements to your ultimate success. So my point here is that there is no one recipe, no one exact blueprint, no one formula for how you're going to build the business, create the product, learn the platform, change your path, and ultimately define your work-life balance. You all cook, learn, teach, process, and create very differently. So I would never sit here and preach that there's one way to do something. But I will shout from the rooftops that in order to get to where you want to go, you should have some sort of plan and system, thus a roadmap on how to get from A to B and ultimately X. I never say Z because unfortunately or unfortunately, you're never done. However, I don't want to freak you out or discourage you. You will get to Z with those mini goals, things I like to call milestones and micro tasks that go along with that big end goal. But building a business is an evolution. You will constantly be learning, growing, and adapting. There is always something new to learn, a new tool to require, and a fresh perspective in order to grow. Although I have a framework that I use both with my private clients and those in my groups called the 5-stage framework, it doesn't necessarily mean that you as an individual will start with stage one. It's important to understand where you are in your exploration of self so that you can obtain the right tools for whatever phase you are in your growth. The order in which you use or apply them is going to be very different from person to person and the person sitting next to you. It will become a very unique and individual experience for you. So today's episode is about how you, the individual, can build a business from scratch and develop your own recipe or formula for how you're going to get there. So here we go. Number one, pay attention. Most of the women that I work with are 50 plus and they are nowhere near retirement. They want to keep working and earning and creating. So if you are at the beginning of your journey and know you're meant for more, but not quite sure what that is, grab a piece of paper and pen and start to write down all the things that those close to you come to you for advice. When I started my food blog back in 2008, it was merely a solution to a problem. That problem was me not wanting to send dozens of emails with typed recipes. It organically grew, and because of that, I was able to monetize it. But on a bigger scale, people started coming to me, asking me, how'd you do that? I want to do what you're doing. And because I had figured this out and possibly had a solution to other people's questions or problems, I was able to offer my expertise in a practical and utilitarian way. You have this same ability. You just have to pay attention to what others are asking you. So if you're starting out, pay attention to those texts, emails, or phone calls of those that are asking you a particular question or advice. In my opinion, this is where you start. Number two, take your temperature. If you have a business, product, or service and are at a crossroads and not sure where you're going to do or what you're going to do next, then my advice for you is to do a little self-guided performance review. I truly believe as visionaries and entrepreneurs, it's important to reflect on what has been working and what hasn't been working. Whenever I do this or my clients do it, it's always gleans more to the positive. It's a reminder that you are doing so many things right. Because at the end of the day, we're human. It's unfortunate, but we tend to focus on what's not working or the negative. We are also better listeners to that inner bully rather than paying attention to the cheerleader. This exercise will force you to focus on the cheerleader and the what you did rather than what you didn't do. Number three, get feedback. I know I might sound like a broken record, but find your people, people. A community of like-minded humans always provides comfort, validation, and support. I would not be anywhere near where I am without the conversations inside the groups that I'm a participant of or the groups that I lead. They are both learning and teaching moments. And because of this, my world and your world can be super duper lonely. And in my opinion, it's the only way to survive and thrive. If you're ready to take your temperature, I have the same performance review that I use and my people use in an easy downloadable PDF for you. It's free, and I do believe it will make you see what you're doing and help you focus on all those pretty incredible things. It's not easy building something from scratch. It's messy. It's complicated. It's also daunting and overwhelming. This little exercise is a reminder that you are doing better than you think and will probably help you ignore that inner bully. You can download it by visiting my site, www.susansalzman.com. And one of those annoying pop-up or exit windows will appear right when you get there. You can grab it right there. I will also put a link to it in the show notes below. It's actually called Your 360 Review. I also have a community of amazingly creative women who are building beautiful things. They are curious and hungry to learn how they can be more impactful while increasing their income. It's a group that meets twice a month called Trailblazers. And if you want more information, you can email me or DM me on Instagram. And I think you can even leave a comment where you're listening to this. I also do a free info session / workshop at the last Wednesday of the month where you can not only learn more on what I do and how I help others, but you will also be able to grab some of my productivity tools and get your questions answered in a live experience. The tools that I use are part of my What's Next Roadmap program. And when you purchase them, you actually get access to Trailblazers for a month for free. And as a listener, I'm offering you a discount on the program. You can learn more about it by tapping into www.susansalzman.com/3options for creators. I'll also put that link in the show notes. The 360 review is actually, it's lesson one of the What's Next Roadmap. So if you only want to grab that download now, you'll also be able to grab it on that same page of that website. Well, I think that's it for today. If you found value in this episode, I would love to hear from you. Leave a comment where you're listening to this or shoot me a DM on Instagram. And always remember, the goal is in the vision. The system is in the roadmap. I'm all about helping women in their 50s rediscover who they are as well as what they want and helping them manifest their skills and talents into tangible results. If this resonates with you, I'm here every week sharing stories of past wisdom and current failures. Have a wonderful day and see you next week. Same time, same place. I hope this episode inspired, encouraged, and challenged you to possibly take action, but also know that whatever you might be going through, you're never alone. There truly is no greater joy than connecting with others who may be dealing with some of the same challenges and obstacles as you are. And on the heels of that, what better way to celebrate some of your wins and achievements than with those who are walking right beside you? This podcast and the community that I've been building is all about that. Women supporting other women to do and be exactly who they were always meant to be. And in my opinion, there's no better experience than community. It builds connection, confidence, and most importantly, trust. If you're seeking community, connection, and rich conversations, just know that there's always an available seat for you at my table. Feel free to reach out. There's lots of ways for us to hang out together. For now, remember, the goal is in the vision, the system is in the roadmap. And as always, it would be hugely appreciated if you subscribed, shared, and downloaded this episode. See you next week, same time, same place.